Morning Watch, Living and Serving According to God's Economy Concerning the Church, Week 9. The Function of the Church, the Corporate Manifestation of God in the Flesh. Thursday, Related Verses. Ephesians 2:19. So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Ephesians 1:22 and 23. And he subjected all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. Ephesians 3:6-11. That in Christ Jesus the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise through the gospel, of which I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, which was given to me according to the operation of his power. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel, and to enlighten all that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, in order that now to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church, according to the eternal purpose which he made in Christ Jesus our Lord. Related reading. In 1 Timothy 3:16, Paul also says, seen by angels. Angels saw the incarnation, human living, and ascension of Christ. Christ was also preached among the nations. Christ as God's manifestation in the flesh has been preached as the gospel among the nations, including the nation of Israel, from the day of Pentecost. Furthermore, Christ has been believed on in the world. Christ, as the embodiment of God in the flesh, has been believed on, received as Savior and life by people in the world. Paul concludes 1 Timothy 3:16 with the phrase "taken up in glory." This refers to Christ's ascension into glory. According to the sequence of historical events, Christ's ascension preceded his being preached among the nations. However, it is listed here as the last step in Christ's being the manifestation of God in the flesh. This must indicate that the church too is taken up in glory. Hence, it implies that not only Christ himself as the head, but also the church as the body, are the manifestation of God in the flesh. When a church is well taken care of according to the instructions given in the first two chapters of 1 Timothy, with the oversight of the episcopate and the service of the deacons fully established, as revealed in chapter 3, the church will function as the house and household of the living God for his move on the earth, and as the supporting pillar and holding base of the truth, bearing the divine reality of Christ and his body as a testimony to the world. Then the church becomes the continuation of Christ as the manifestation of God in the flesh. This is a great mystery of godliness. Christ lived out of the church as the manifestation of God in the flesh. Although Christ was taken up in glory before the preaching of him began in Acts 2, Paul mentions this last, not only after the preaching, but even after being believed on in the world. This indicates that taken up in glory may include not only the ascension of Christ, but also the rapture of the church. The head, Christ, was taken up before the preaching of him began. However, the body, the church, will be taken up only after Christ has been preached and believed on in the world. Therefore, in 1 Timothy 3:16, there is a definite indication that this verse refers not only to the head as the manifestation of God in the flesh, but also to the body as the continuation of this manifestation. This is indeed logical, for how can a person's head function in isolation from his body? The head, Christ, has been taken up in glory, and the body, the church, will also be taken up in glory. Both the head and the body are the mystery of godliness. This is the manifestation of God in the flesh. In order for the church to be the manifestation of God in the flesh, we must live not by ourselves, but by God. If we live by God and take God as our living and our person, then when we come together, it will be the manifestation of God in the flesh. The church is a group of people who have been redeemed and regenerated and who live by God. God is their life, their nature, their person, and their living. When they come together, all the angels will say, confessedly, great is the mystery of godliness. He who was manifested in the flesh. This is the church.